USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is in Florida ahead of his arraignment on Tuesday, and he's speaking out about the federal indictment against him.
The former president wasted no time after landing in Miami to attack the Biden administration and the federal charges he's facing.
They've weaponized the Justice Department, absolutely weaponized it, in order to try and win an election where he's way behind.
In an interview on Radio Libre 790 in Miami, Trump said,
"There's never been anything like it. A witch hunt like this has never taken place. When you look at what they've done and when you look at the criminal acts and the horrible acts that they've committed, and then they come after me."
Trump is facing federal charges of possessing documents with national security implications. I'm John Schaefer.
Miami's mayor is promising residents and visitors the city is ready for whatever happens there amidst the Trump legal case. Mayor Francis Suarez on Monday.
"Everyone has a right to peacefully express themselves and exercise their constitutional rights."
Residents and businesses in a rural East Kentucky town were being told to shelter in place after an officer-involved shooting. Olive Hill police say an officer was shot from a wooded area, and the suspect was not seen. The injured officer was airlifted to a hospital. Olive Hill is about 85 miles east of Lexington. President Biden postponed a meeting with the head of NATO after undergoing a root canal procedure Monday.
"The procedure has been successfully completed, and he'll be certainly working in the residence."
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president was doing just fine. Student loan payments are due starting October. The Department of Education said the pandemic pause on monthly federal student loan bills will resume this year. They say student loan interest will resume September 1st, with payments due beginning in October. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Gender-affirming treatments will now be protected in New York City. This includes reassignment surgery and hormone therapy. Mayor Eric Adams signed an executive order prohibiting the use of city resources to detain people who provide lawful treatments. It also prohibits the city from cooperating with out-of-state investigation. A Senate committee is asking for details on the PGA Tour's merger with LIV Golf.
PGA and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf made a controversial merger to form a bigger organization in what lawmakers call a drastic reversal in its position. Democrat Richard Blumenthal is requesting details of the agreement. He said it raises serious questions regarding the reasons for the announced agreement in a letter to the PGA Tour's commissioner. The Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations also sent a version of the letter to LIV Golf's CEO. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The Biden administration is defending its decision to initially say news reports of a secret Chinese spy operation in Cuba were inaccurate.
"We were as forthcoming as we should have been at the time the first stories appeared."
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters on Monday the information was sensitive at the time of the news reports. He said there's a limit on what can be disclosed. Kirby just last week called the news stories revealing the operation inaccurate. Wall Street's closing higher to start the week. Stocks rallied on expectations the Federal Reserve will skip another rate increase at this week's policy meeting. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.